You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com.
Nice to hear from you.
Today, Rockwired profiles Annalise Emmerich and her latest EP, Starry-Eyed. Stick around for more.
We both had lost our girlfriend.
Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by.
But mostly a lifelong lodger on a dead end road. But I like mine to shine like gold. The darkest hour a turn brighter than a rose.
Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for singer-songwriter Annalise Emmerich and her latest EP, Starry-Eyed. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Annalise regarding this latest release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From her EP, Starry-Eyed, here is Annalise Emmerich with Round and Round.
Tell my friends the way I feel. This time I know it's right. I went to sleep, surrender in my eyes.
Yeah.
can't tell my friends the way I feel. This time I know what's right. You left me on my front porch in the moonlight.
That was Annalise Emmerich with Round and Round from her debut EP, Starry Eyed. Check out Annalise at facebook.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Annalise regarding her new EP and her process as a songwriter, and here's how the interview went.
Well, Starry Eyed is a great little EP here, and now that it's out there for everybody to hear, how do you feel about the finished work?
You know, I feel really good about it. It's been a lifelong dream and something that I've always thought that it would happen, and reach a point where you're like, are you really going to do it, or are you just going to talk about it for another 5 years after college and everything? And I was like, I'm really going to do it. So I sat down with my producer and made some decisions, and I'm really happy with what we came up with and what the final product is and how people have been receiving it.
And who did you work with in terms of production?
My producer, his name is Brad Hill. He lives in Nashville. He has a studio right off Music Row, and we were introduced through mutual friends and met a couple times, and were like, hey, this could work. You know, let's bring some songs into this. And the next thing you know, we're recording an album. So it was really happenstance.
I see. And have there been any reactions to the CD that have surprised you at all?
I don't know. I feel like all the years that I had been building up to recording a CD, you know, you have all those people that are like, oh, I'm gonna buy your CD as soon as it comes out. I will. I'm so happy about you and your singing, and I love you. And then when they actually came out, I was like, I wonder if those people are gonna pull through for me. And they really did. And I was really surprised about that. And I was really, really thankful, because that's not the normal human thing to do. The normal human thing to do is kind of just blow it off and be like, oh, she's just another whatever. But, you know, people do believe in you sometimes, and it's something you shouldn't take for granted, and really cherish that. So I was really happy about that. Another thing that really surprised me was getting written up by the Deli last month. I was, like, totally shocked that they actually saw my record and decided to write something up about it, and I was very thankful for that as well. So.
And I noticed you were also on one of my favorite podcasts, the CD Baby Discovery Show.
Yeah, that was, you know, the day my record came out on September 20th was probably the best day of my life. You know, all of a sudden, I'm climbing the singer-songwriter charts and seeing my name up against Civil Wars and, you know, gosh, who else was up that time? Tori Amos. And I was, like, right next to those people up on iTunes, and I was like, what the heck? This is amazing. And then CD Baby tweeted about me, and they were like, hey, we featured you in our daily release podcast. And I listened to it, and I was just really, really shocked and really appreciative about that.
It's very rare that I give props to another podcast show, but I love their show so much. But
Yeah.
But anyway, talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
I guess I'm one of those kids that never really knew what else to do with herself and decided on singing a long, long time ago when I was, you know, 5, maybe 6 or so, first grade-ish, and never really looked back. I started doing talent shows and picked up the guitar in 8th grade and did a bunch of, you know, show choir and all that kind of stuff, and then I was headed to Nashville for college and went to Belmont University, got a Bachelor of Music there for commercial voice and performance and music business. And but back in the day, you know, I heard my first 66 album and my first Trisha Yearwood and Alanis Morissette, and I was like, oh, these girls rock. Like, I'm totally doing this. Like, what else is there? So that's kind of what my mom put into me. She also let me listen to Dusty Springfield a lot, and I really fell in love with her and what she was all about, too. So,
I see. And at what point did songwriting begin for you? I mean, it's one thing to get up and play or get up and sing, but, you know, songwriting is something else. Talk about how that started.
You know, I guess in high school I was the classic, like, you know, a little dramatic, overly dramatic, you know, high school drama nerd, and I picked up the guitar one day and I wrote my first song about my first heartbreak, and I was, wow, that felt awesome. I should do that more often. Like, that really helps to get it out on the table like that. And And then, you know, it's pretty amateur back in those days. I haven't played a song from those days in ever, you know, out and live and stuff. But in college, there was a lot of pressure to write songs and become a songwriter because that's who makes money in the music industry. You know, you can't just sit sing the songs anymore. You got to actually write your own stuff if you want to make any money. And I was like, I can do that. Like, I'm going to try to do it. And then, you know, a few heartbreaks later, I had an album worth of songs. So I decided to go ahead and keep doing that. And I guess there's nothing really like it. You know, I feel sad for people that can't express themselves through music or art or, you know, people that have outlets, I really think, can see the world in a more peaceful way because they just have something else to hold on to as far as songs and artwork. And, you know, even if it's sports and stuff, they put that kind of stuff into something else when they're having pain. I don't know if that makes any sense. But
it makes a lot of sense. I think there would be fewer wars if people did express themselves through music.
Yeah. So definitely in college is when songwriting took off for me, though.
Check out Annalise Emmerich at her Facebook page. From her EP Starry Eyed, here is Annalise Emmerich once again with A Runner and a Singer. listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the December Artist of the Month, One Eyed Doll, and their latest release, Break. In a fairly short amount of time, this dynamic duo, comprised of Kim Freeman and Junior, have become the toast of South by Southwest and have amassed a loyal worldwide following due to their out-there songcraft and fiery stage presence. One-Eyed Doll, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit One-Eyed Doll at their official website, www.oneeyeddoll.com. Albuquerque's intelligent alternative just got a whole lot smarter. Local IQ and Rockwired Media are pleased to present to you Local IQ Radio, a new weekly online radio showcase coming soon to local-iq.com. Local IQ Radio is your guide to music, art, theater, and film from the Duke City and beyond. Local IQ Radio, coming sooner than you think to local-iq.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for singer-songwriter Annalise Emmerich and her new EP, Starry-Eyed. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Annalise regarding her new CD and her process as a songwriter, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
You know, it's a common question for a lot of songwriters, and the only thing I can say is, for me, it's different every song. It's like I come up with an idea, and the best thing I can do for myself is not to sit down immediately and try to hash it out. I try to let it sit in my mind for a couple weeks, like if I have a song idea, like with my New Year's Eve song, I was like, oh my gosh, I should use Auld Lang Syne and sample that in the tune. But I didn't sit down with it until I had really come up with an idea in my head about it. So as I work throughout the day and I go to my day job and stuff, I like keep it on the back burner and make little notes on my phone. And then, because if I sit down immediately and try to just hash it out, and then I get really frustrated because it just hasn't really developed yet in my mind, and I don't exactly know what I want. And also, for me, co-writing is actually something I really, really enjoy because I'm such a talker, and I like to talk things out. And when you get down with the right co-writer and you sit down and try to write a song together, you can really just talk about the situation for hours and then be like, hey, let's write a song about that, you know, and then it's all out on the table and everyone knows what everyone's thinking, and it's a really nice process for me to be a part of. So, yeah, I guess I just try to not force it. You know, I don't want to go too quickly into it. I like to let it kind of marinate in my head and come up with ideas. But that, to be said, there have been times where you just sit down and you write it all in one sitting and it's done and you love it. But if I rush it too much, I just get frustrated. So.
From the EP, you got the song Round and Round. Talk about what inspired that one.
Round and Round. Well, that would be the relationship that seemed to never end and could never really let each other go, but knew there was something there. Just years of making that same decision that sets it off every time, again and again. And no matter how many times you say no, you always end up saying yes again. I don't know, it's just one of those things. It's like the circle game of relationship. So.
And what about a runner and a singer?
Yeah, a runner and a singer. Summer Love, my Summer Love, I had a year after my first year in college, I had a nice little summer romance at a summer camp I worked at up in Maine. And I wrote tons of songs about that, but when it came time to write songs and think about the album, I was like, I really want to write a song about a runner and a singer, because it's such a funny idea. Like, I'm the artistic one, and he's like the mastermind, he's more the engineering athlete, and I'm more of like the creative drama person, and kind of that whole juxtaposition. So I decided to play on that, and just, you know, it's people that have had summer love, they just know that unless it's something really special, they don't last, and the worst thing you can do is to try to make it last longer than it should, and it usually shouldn't last past like August 30th, and then it's time to just say goodbye. So that was where that came from.
And talk about what inspired your decision to reinterpret the song Stand By Me. Great interpretation, by the way, but what, you know.
Thank you. Well, we originally planned it to be a 6-song EP, and we were actually almost completely done with tracking, and I was doing some vocal stuff, some VGDs were coming in for that, and I picked up the guitar one day, and I was like, hey, Brad, I've been messing around with this cover song, like, do you think it'd be worth it to record it and do a little, you know, acoustic, broken down version of it at the end of the record? And he was like, well, play it. And so I did, and he was like, yeah, that'd be awesome. Like, do you want to pay for the copyright for that? And I was like, yeah, sure. I mean, I really love the song, and I think it brings something else to the record. And, you know, it's funny with an EP, 4 to 6 songs, and then when you get to the 7 to 10 range, it's more of like an album. So the 7 is kind of like an awkward spot, but I'm going to like leave something out. So just for the sake of keeping it an EP, you know, a logical EP format. So we decided to add it, and I love it. We just sat down one night on a random, like, Wednesday night last May, and I had my friend Lee come in, and he played some guitar, and we did it live, and it was a blast. It was really fun. I love recording live.
And I know this is probably too soon to be asking this question, considering Starry Eyed just came out, but what do you think is next for you musically?
Well, right now I'm just trying to plug Starry Eyed as much as I can and play as many shows and get out and about in New England and stuff and down the coast a bit. But the 6 months, you know, summertime goal is to be on a tour this summer, and that's what I am really working towards. Musically, I think I could really grow by being on the road. I've got a lot of songs, and I've never been in that kind of situation before where you just, like, you know, you and your guitar, a few guys from your band, you know, I'm on the open road. I'm just really inspired by that idea. And if I can book myself a tour or get on a tour with an artist that has a small, that has a bigger following than I do, I think it could be a really big turning point in my career. So I'm hoping for the best, trying to keep my head straight and down the path. But sometimes it's easy to get kind of like carried away by that notion of like, oh, I'm just going to be on tour this summer. But, you know, there's a lot more to it than just saying that. You got to really work for that. So hopefully it'll happen, though.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard this EP?
I think my biggest thing, especially with finding out who my audience is, you know, like adolescent girls, college-age females, mostly, I just want people to remember that, like, we're all in it together, and it's really easy to feel like you're alone, but you're not, and you can pick up the phone and find somebody that's going through the same thing as you and talk about it and just feel better about it. And if my songs can help people feel more at peace with the things they're going through and just remember that they aren't the only ones, then I've done my job as a songwriter and as an artist.
Visit Annalise Emmerich at her Facebook page. From her EP Starry-Eyed, here is Annalise with her version of the Benny King classic, Stand By Me.
Come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. Whenever you're in trouble, won't you stand? Stand by me.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Annalise Emmerich for her time and her music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Now the hard times are behind us, but let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is mine.